Blog Talk Radio.
Super friends, an unexpected episode of the Master Legend Show. I came home a little early tonight. I decided to come home a little early. Not much goes on a Sunday night. So I thought I would talk about something here. My chair, the squeaky chair here, if I don't squeak too much. You know, you hear all those weirdos talking about me out there. I'm telling you, I might be a little crazy, but really, I don't think so. I'm just a guy that's a little bit more in tune with the universe than the average person just running around worried about which way the shopping cart guides them, you know. So I got some funny stuff to talk about, and a lot of times people will say, that Master Legend says some crazy stuff, but I know I do. And the thing is, if you kind of look and read between the lines, you'll see what I'm really talking about. You see, the reason I talk like that is so that the evil ones can't really understand what I'm talking about, and they quickly quit listening to what I'm saying, and then that gets rid of them. That way they can't learn any of the secrets that I try to share with you, my super friends. That's right. While they're talking all their stupidity, I make them think I'm talking stupidity. I'm not. And there's always a lesson to be learned through the sayings, because I learned them myself also along the way, super friends. You know, I have this title, Enter the Friendly Verse. And you know what? Wouldn't that be good? You got all these universes they keep talking about all over on the movies and stuff. And everything's something weird, and it's always about fighting or having to do something. It's a constant fight and a struggle all the time. Does it really have to be that way? Well, I tell you what. For those of you who don't know, I had a dear little rat friend that I named Friendly, because Friendly was such the greatest little friend you could ever have. I know it's very hard for people to believe it and understand it. And I did promise Friendly I would devote a radio show about her and the greatness that she was, a very good little rat. You couldn't ever expect a rat to be so smart and to be caring. I mean, this rat is something better than you ever seen in a Walt Disney movie, Friendly. How I miss her. How I miss her so much. I tell you what, I know this sounds crazy, but what if, just what if I could go into the Friendly verse and Friendly was maybe like a woman? And I think she is. And you know, when you go to the Friendly verse, you can go to a place where great things happen. Great things. Friendly would take the form of a beautiful woman. And I know that sounds weird and crazy, but if I had a woman that cared about me and was so nice to me like Friendly was, I know that sounds crazy, a rat, I would be very happy. And if I went to the Friendly verse, friendly, I know, would be very beautiful. A very beautiful woman. I tell you what, Friendly kept herself up. She was no slack at all. But she had a problem that came along that broke us into two pieces. Good old Friendly. The dear little Friendly. And then Friendly died in my hands with her last few breaths. Just to let you know, just part of the story. And as she died in my hands and the tears fell, I knew I lost one of the best friends I ever had in my life. And that's why I devote this story to Friendly. Friendly was a rat unlike anything you'd ever imagine. Almost, I mean, better than a dog, better than a cat, better than any creature I've ever had or seen. Friendly was magic. Friendly was powerful. Friendly was a magic spirit, an angel. And that's the truth. And I believe it. You don't have to believe it. But at least listen to my story. It might take your minds off of the horrible world we live in a bit, because there's hope with Friendly. There is. You see, Friendly always lives up to her name. And she wants things to be like that in the world, Friendly. But Friendly knows the only way that things will ever become where people can walk around with their kids again and not worry about getting shot down and people hating them because of no matter what color they are, because, hey, Master Legend and Friendly will both tell you it doesn't matter. It comes in all directions. You know why? Because Friendly was black and white. And a lot of things that people don't know about me, I'm mixing nationality myself, but they just all want to say, Whitey. Yeah. Well, I'm the one guy that can fight back on that. I don't have to bite my tongue. No way. That's how come a lot of people don't like Master Legend, because I put myself up into a situation where I can talk, and a lot of people will listen. And I got those that want to shut me up because, you know why? I speak the truth. And Friendly does too. Now, here we go. Let's get back to Friendly. Good old Friendly. You know, Friendly is a rat, a nice little rat. Do you think Friendly has any reason to hate anyone? No. But I tell you, a lot of people hate rats. And as smart and as lovable as they are, and good old little friends on your side, I tell you what, Friendly, it was all thanks to Friendly. The house was burning down next door. Friendly come running into my room and woke me up. Friendly got out of her cage, that's smart, and unlocked the lock out of her cage and come and jumped on me and was dancing on my chest. She always did little dances. It was lovely. I miss it so much. And then, but she kept trying to show me, go. And that's how smart she was. And I looked, and it was a blazing inferno. Friendly saved me and old Smash. Smash was all dozed out, but I had to wake him up and move his car, or his car would have blown up. Thank God for Friendly. Let me tell you. People try to talk bad about little rat, my little rat Friendly. They don't realize that rat was more than just a rat. And when she died in my hands, it was very sad. But I brought her up onto a mountaintop. A mountaintop that is known as Friendly Mountain now, where the riverboats ride by and there's a nice river there. But there was people that wanted to disgrace Friendly Mountain with graffiti and other horrible pornographic pictures like they're trying to do to kids in school these days with Satan worshiping and all that. And you know Master Legend's going to beat them to hell. They're going to go to hell. I'll be, even if it's by my iron fist, they will go. Huh. You think that's just something I'm just going to let slip by and slide by? No way. And Friendly won't either. You see, Friendly is a very powerful spirit, way beyond what everybody knows. But just think of this. The spirit and the name is Friendly. See? Friendly is going to do everything she can to make things friendly again. And everybody's going to be friends, and we're going to get rid of all the evil in the world. And that's what it all boils down to. All the hatred, demonic things, that's not allowed on Friendly Mountain. It won't be allowed anywhere. All that graffiti and all that pornographic stuff, that'll all be washed away, gone, never see it again. Friendly is stronger than all of them. And Friendly will get her revenge. Those who dare to destroy Friendly Mountain will find out what happens in the metaphysical world. You see, Friendly is now in two parts, and as I am also. You see, the difference is I died and I'm still able to live in this world where Friendly died and she's in the Friendly dimension, the Friendly verse, another dimension. I don't have the exact words for it, but we still communicate along with some other spirit friends. It's all, which reminds me, Zero. I know you listening. If you ever needed Zero's help, y'all ever heard of this guy? This guy, all he does is put down people. He thinks he's the greatest, but then he goes ahead and uplifts sinful, evil ways in the world. All these people, you know, that are trying to hurt you and your kids. He's all for that. His name is Zero. Well, myself and Friendly, we really don't like him. We don't like Zero. If you ever needed his help and you were on about to die, you might as well say, well, God, please take my soul. But if Master Legend or Totian or some of the rest of our team was there, you would have a chance then, more than just a chance, because you know what? We would save you if we even had to die ourselves. But I guarantee you, Zero won't do that. He'll be too busy at home, laying around on the sofa, eating pizza, playing video games, trying to insult the superheroes. And you know what he gets? This is what he gets from me.